Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Oh Heck Nah, a Naked and Afraid podcast. Get ready to have some fun with Malu Beyonce and Debbie V, the armchair survivors that know nothing about surviving, but yet each week we give you tips on how to get on the show, critique the survivalists, and give you a little bit of our inside information. And sometimes we even talk with actual survivalists from the show. So get in your BOMA and let's have some fun.
Hey everybody, we're back again. I'm Malu Beyonce and this is
Debbie Vias.
And you're watching and listening to Oh Heck Nah, a Naked and Afraid podcast. We've taken a long, long break. I've missed everybody, but I did have surgery on my hand and this is my cat.
True story.
And I know we're not covering Shanika or Solo today, but I just want to think about Shanika. This is so hard not having your forefinger, your pointy finger, and I understand, girl, it's pretty much impossible to do almost anything. So thinking about Shanika, but today we're talking about Trey. Yes. We were supposed to be interviewing Trey, but we couldn't get him on. It was sad.
No luck. Bet and zero.
No, but we're going to try again. What did you think about the episode?
I liked it. It was interesting. I was on my toes. Man, that Devil's Canyon is ruthless. Or is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yes. Devil's Do you remember Canyon. Who was on it before, who didn't make it?
Yeah, it was Chris and Laura?
Laray.
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 Yes. I think it's French. Oh, my gosh. Laray.
So, do you know why I'm in love with Trey and Amy?
No, why?
Okay, so Trey, he's just a bad A. Let me just tell you, when we saw him on video for a couple seconds, he looked like a bad A. I'm telling you, I could tell that he was a bad A. Did you know that he was on another show for Discovery?
No, I didn't.
He was. He was on another show for Discovery. It was all about caving in complete darkness.
Oh, yeah.
But it got canceled.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it got canceled. It was canceled after episode 2, before his episode actually aired. But they do have it on YouTube, but it's in Portuguese. How's your Portuguese?
It's excellent.
If you speak Spanish, you can get through it a little bit. So I did watch it. It's a super cool show. I think it was just way too dangerous, so that's probably why it got canceled. But let's talk about Amy. The reason why I love Amy is because she works at Goodwill, my favorite store in the whole wide world.
Of course.
As soon as I found out that she worked for Goodwill, I was like, oh, this girl is going to be, you know, really smart. She's going to make it 100% because she knows how to work with all types of people. She's going to, you know, she's going to be great. She's going to rock it. And then we watched the episode, and I started noticing they were taking a very long time on the introductions, a very long time on day one. And I looked at the time, we're like at 12 minutes, and the show's only 40 minutes long. I was like, oh, they're tapping.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, like they were on like day one, they started day two, and it was all, we were already like almost, you know, one third of the show in, and you're only on day two. It was a giveaway for me. I was very upset.
I guess I did push pause. And then when I came back for something, I'm like, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah,
like it was half the show and it was like day three or something.
Yeah, very disappointing.
No.
But let's talk about their items because I have a bone to pick and I was really hoping to talk to Trey about this and I hope we get to. The show's different. Things are going on this show that's so weird. They didn't give them a pot?
Yeah. And I noticed that, too. And I'm like, why was that? Because he says, I was hoping for a pot, but she, like, picked tape or something. I'm like,
I'm sure she didn't know they weren't going to get a pot.
Right. They give a pot and a fire starter on their own, and then they always get an item. Right? Or
I mean, it's been kind of back and forth, but this episode, I mean, everybody else has had one, so I just figured they would get one, too.
Well, and I thought, did they not give them a pot because they knew they were going to have this fountain of hell to drink from? Actually, it was beautiful, but I'm like, that's not fair.
That's not fair at all.
When everybody else gets a pot.
Well, what do you think about her duct tape? When you saw duct tape, what did you think?
What the hell? Well, actually, I was like, that was pretty smart. For the feet, for a bowl. What else did they do? For his thong. I mean, you could do tons of stuff with the tape.
The blankets, the pads. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of stuff that you could do with the blankets. I mean, with the tape. Mm-hmm. But it has a very bad reputation.
Does it?
On the show. Yes, duct tape has a very bad reputation on the show. And when people bring duct tape, you're immediately like, oh my God, they brought duct tape.
What in the
but
world?
But Amy can do no wrong.
Yeah.
I liked her notes in the beginning. Heck, she's like me. She had all those little notes written down. And mm-hmm. I was like, that's my kind of girl. I really like people who take notes. She was taking notes. And they're doing the insertion. But what I didn't understand was this. I have a lot of complaints about this show because they're both bad A's. I'm in love with Trey and I'm in love with Amy. But they've made some mistakes, I think. And they didn't learn from Lorraine and Chris. Or some people are saying that this location is just impossible. That's mm-hmm. what they're saying. Yeah. So let's talk about it. Mistake number one. When they first get there, why didn't they immediately put duct tape on their feet?
Right. Well, to preserve it, maybe? And their feet was hurting from the beginning.
Yeah. That's and why not put the sticky side out so you would have more traction?
Well, it's got to stick to your feet, though. Will it stick the other way?
I used to stick my boobs together with duct tape and pageants.
This is true.
Yeah, I mean, you can put duct tape on your boobies. You can put duct tape on your feet.
Good one.
I mean, put it inside out. So it would have more traction. So anyway, so that was my complaint, from the beginning. And I'm just an armchair survivalist. But I think Trey being a caver. Now, being a caver is really hard. You have to fit in small, skinny places. He has zero body fat, which he mentioned. But when I first saw him, I was like, oh, no, he's so skinny.
And why? What's...
You need body fat to...
Stay warm?
To stay warm and to burn off because you're not going to be eating.
Oh, yeah. And he was even skinnier in the end.
Yeah. No, you need body fat. A lot of girls gain weight to go on the show.
I would not need to do that.
Well, what about that snake? Did not think he was going to get it. He was so calm.
I couldn't even believe how fast it was moving. I'm like, oh, it was falling. It was falling. It was just moving that fast.
It was just moving that fast. It was not falling.
I'm like, oh, it's sliding down. That was crazy. And he caught it.
Yeah, but why didn't he have his knife out?
And they never show you them cutting the snake or killing
them. Yeah,
killing. Do they?
Yeah, they show him cutting his head off.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, you gotta go back and watch it. You gotta stop eating those almonds, girl. She likes to snack during the show, and when she does, she misses parts.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so Trey being a caver, they chose this location. He saw it from the, from the jump. I don't know if it was the best location. I think for day number one, they were running out of time. You do what you have to do.
And so it was Baja, Mexico. I don't even know a lot about the area. Like I say, could have researched it a little bit. But it looks like hell.
Yes. And, Chris and Lorraine were there. So I know that they're slim pickings. However, at the same time, the cave that he chose was so far away. Now, I know they didn't know this on day one. So far away from the wood. And they were talking and they were like, we have to walk and we're frog leaping to get the wood. Maybe you should think, I wonder if they thought about changing locations. I know he eventually did. But I wonder if he thought about that.
What did he build the second day? I thought, how come you didn't think about that the first day? Yeah, I'm like, oh, curtain rod. You didn't think about the curtain rod yesterday?
I didn't like the curtain rods so much. I did like the idea of it. But I think they needed rocks to... I don't even think that was a good location. It was just too much. It was just like Sausage Fest. It was a wind tunnel.
I thought that right from the beginning. Oh, no, not another cave. It's so cold at night. The wind has to be, like, closed. And had they just went around looking, I know they're probably, you know, stressing on time first day. I mean, but I still would think you should look around.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know what I mean? To see, you know, your best option. Because he had a good option or found a good place.
Yeah, he did.
On his own.
But so, let's, you know, so Amy's there. We can see her breaking down very quickly. I don't normally cringe so much on Naked and Afraid, but when they showed her feet, I cringed.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stop. I'm not going to make it.
Oh, my goodness, Mama.
Oh, my chest. This happens sometimes. I'm going to have to go lay down. I love you. I'm not going to make it.
I love you. Go lay down.
Okay, I'm not going to make it. I love you. Bye. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody, it's me, Malu Beyonce, with Oh Heck Nah, a Naked and Afraid podcast. And we don't have Debbie today, but we do have the one and only Trey. Welcome, Trey. You look great. I'm so happy to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
You are a bad A dude. I just want you to know that. I was so impressed. I have so many questions. We have so much to talk about. Now, we did a little pre-interview, right? We talked a little bit with DM.
A little bit.
And we talked about something, and we talked about something very personal, which actually kind of changed my life. And we're going to get right into it. And that's what Naked and Afraid is about. You're showing your personal side. You're showing your best of your best and your worst of your worst. And we were talking, and unfortunately, Trey lost the love of his life, Izzy, to breast cancer recently, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And I know it's difficult to talk about, but you told me that it's important to talk about it, correct?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And we were chatting, and I literally had a mammogram scheduled, and I canceled it. And I talked to Trey, and Trey, I'm very happy to let you know that my mammogram is scheduled for next week, and I am going to record it in honor of Izzy.
Awesome.
And
thank you.
I just want you to know that I know she made a big difference in a lot of people's lives, and now she's made a difference in my life. Can you share a little bit about her?
Izzy was just, I mean, she's, what can I say? She was amazing. She's one of those people that all you'd have to do is talk to her for 2 minutes. I mean, you're not going to get a word in edgewise, but she will change your life forever. Just her experiences. This is the kind of person, Izzy was the kind of person that, she was actually, kidnapped by pirates in Thailand, and she took them hostage. That was Izzy. She was a world traveler. She was all over the place, from Iceland to Mexico to the Sahara. Just riding camels across the Sahara Desert, and camel breaks loose from its lead rope, and she's just off running solo across the Sahara. But that was Izzy. Yeah. Always up for an adventure.
She sounds like an adventuress.
Oh, she had a quote that she used often was, I'll figure it out when I get there.
And
it's the way she lived her life. In fact, I got that tattoo, or that quote, tattooed on my chest just here recently in her memory, and had that quote done with ashes, with her remains.
So she's part of you forever.
She is a part of me forever.
That is so beautiful. Like I said, you share so much when you go on Naked and Afraid. People think that this is fake, that this is not real, but you are giving all of yourself. And you have no control of what they show on the show. You have no control over how they portray you. And those are some of the things I want to get into. And I know that I just feel like in my heart that no matter how they portrayed you on the show, Izzy would have been there for you 100% because she's down for the adventure, and whatever they throw at you, you're just going to roll with it, right?
Absolutely. I feel like, I mean, she's the only one outside of production that knew everything that went down out there. I mean, we had no secrets. Mm-hmm. And I have to excuse me, my voice is pretty messed up. I had a big watch party this weekend, a lot of smoke inhalation around the fire. My throat, my lungs are just shot.
I believe you.
Oh, it was, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked there. Where were we at?
We were talking about how you have no control over the show, yes. And that Izzy would have supported you no matter what.
She's the only one other than production that knew everything that went on out there. And she knew how the final outcome was. She had actually been sending me text messages every day while I was out there so that when I got out, I would see those daily chats that we would have every day before the insertion day. I would have those as soon as I got out. And on day 12, mm-hmm. She's so proud of me. I'm doing so awesome. And I sent her a text and tell her, hey, babe, I'm home. Or I'm back at the condo. I jinxed you. And no, that wasn't the case at all. The Devil's mm-hmm. Canyon jinxed me.
Well, let's talk about Devil's Canyon and Discovery. A lot of people are saying that this location is just brutal. They're not giving you the tools that you need. Let's start off with the pot. Why no pot?
All right. So every challenge that we've seen so far this season, they've been given a fire starter and a pot. I really don't feel like we needed one out there. The water was beautiful. Amy and I are some of the only people on earth, along with Chris and Larray, who can say that we have drank from Mexico's water supply straight from the source without filtering, mm-hmm. without boiling. That is something mm-hmm. I'm pretty proud of myself, just to be able to locate that kind of a water source in Mexico. And, it would have been a convenience factor for us to have that pot, not a challenge.
But you had the snake. Now, a lot of people forget about when Matt Wright took the snake and he fried it like bacon on mm-hmm. the lid. And when I was watching your show, I was thinking if they would have had the pot with the lid, they could have fried that snake up. Because I remember she was saying it was a little tough because you didn't have the right, the way to fry it up. And that was right. What I was thinking about with the pot, convenience. What do you think?
It certainly would have made it a whole lot easier to cook that snake, along with what you didn't see is the other snakes that I got. Uh-huh. Again, you can wrap a snake around a stick and it's edible. It wasn't necessary. I went out there asking for a challenge, looking for a challenge. And that's exactly what I got. Really would have been awesome. But I don't feel like it was necessary. Yeah, and mm-hmm. they scout
Amy.
These areas.
I love, yeah.
I'm sorry. They scout these areas, and they know the resources. They aren't going to tell me up front that the water is potable. But, mm-hmm. They know it. Before we ever go out there. So I'm sure that they were fully aware that the water was drinkable. And I can't confirm or deny that. But I'm sure that they probably knew that the water was potable and there was no reason for us to have to boil it. So that's why they didn't give us that pot.
I agree with you. And I love Amy. Now, listen, she is a Goodwill worker. She works at Goodwill. You got to know that is my store. I knew that she was going to make it to the end. As soon as I heard that she worked at Goodwill, I was like, Goodwill people are resourceful. She's going to make it to the end. And then she brought duct tape. And I was like, she's bringing duct tape. She has ideas for it. And I saw your face a little bit. Everybody mm-hmm. has a little negative commentation about it. But it's not because of the duct tape. It's because how it's been used with the person yes. before. I understand that.
And that's why my reaction was about the way duct tape.
Yes. You know, and like, I don't understand. This is very important. I do not understand why y'all did not put the duct tape on your feet inside out as soon as you got there. Did you just not think about it? What was up with that?
I personally, that was part of my challenge. I've been training my feet for a long time, and I feel really good about my feet. Amy has as well. So we're going to start off with just let's see how much we can take. And when she offered to wrap it around my feet or offered the tape for our feet, I actually turned it down at first. And then I got to thinking, you know, I don't need it right now, but this is a good idea. It might save my feet for later on in the challenge. So I went ahead and put it on. And yeah, it made all the difference in the world. Now, we didn't put it on inside out. It's interesting that you had mentioned that, and we should have. I will certainly take that into another challenge if duct tape is presented. For one, it might not have ripped a blister off the bottom of Amy's feet, but also she might have gotten a little more grit or grip. We're picking up all that grip from the desert. And that's going to give us that traction that, as you saw later on, we're slipping on the rocks with it. So it came off immediately. That's brilliant. Thank you for that tip.
Thank you. Well, I know I'm just an armchair survivalist. However, I do have a lot of experience with duct tape because in pageants, we used to put duct tape on our boobs to make them, you know, perky and high. And we used to use duct tape on the swimsuits and on the bottom of our shoes. So that's the reason why I know that. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Now, I do have a question. I think you're my inside man because you're so honest and brutal. What about, how do you choose your knife and your supplies? Like, do you, because what would happen if both of you showed up with knives, or would have if both of you showed up with duct tape, God forbid, how do they make that not happen?
So I'm not sure if that's something I can talk about, but I'm gonna.
Okay.
So when we show up for the challenge, we are asked to bring, I think it was 4 and up to 5 items that we would choose. Production chooses which item we get. So if we were to both show up with a knife as our primary item, only one of us is taking it and the other one gets a backup. In fact, we did both take have a knife in our 4 or 5 item. Uh-huh. And my knife was a great knife. It was one of Matt Wright's knives. Naked and Not Afraid. As we see on so many challenges, and that's because it's such an awesome knife. It's great in just about every situation. If we were to both show up with duct tape, that would just make for a horrible experience, not only for us, but also for the viewers. Nobody wants to see that.
Yes.
They take those precautions.
I'm so upset that I have this cast on my hand because I want to be like, ooh, I got some juice. I got some juice. That's a great tip. I've always wondered that. And I failed to ask. And for some reason, I feel close enough to ask you. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to ask Trey. He's going to be the person to know.
Well,
so
thank you.
I mentioned on
that I can make you feel that comfortable with me. That's great.
You just seem like a bad A real person. I'm just going to tell you straight up. When you showed up yesterday, I was like, God, he looks so good. And I'm a natural born flirt. I come from a long line of flirters and flatterers, and it's just natural. And you showed up yesterday, and me and Debbie both were like, oh, he looks so good. He's just like a complete bad A. But yes, yeah, so your challenge was hard.
It was a hard one.
You know, she tapped out early. And I feel like she could have made it longer. I really do. What do you think? It was mental, wasn't it?
It wasn't entirely mental. She had a lot of physical problems going on as well. As we saw, her feet were, I mean, she's a northern gal. And from what I've observed watching these challenges is northern folks, their feet don't callus the same way as southern folks do. And Chris,
I know that's right.
Chris is a good example of that. Christopher James on day one, his feet started responding the same way that Amy's did. The calluses that we've been building up for years, they just peel off. Mine just grew thicker. So the only factor I can figure out is that it's that difference between northern and southern.
Yeah, because
I
my
don't
feet are calloused now and I don't do anything special. It's
know.
just a southern thing, I think. I think it's just southern.
Yeah, I think so. The feet that was a big thing for her. The tops of our feet were also the wind was so dry and so hot, it was drying our skin out so badly that our feet, and that's something you never saw in the editors, our feet were bloody, cracked, and our lips matched it. You think about Castaway, the movies of all these castaways getting stuck out on a deserted desert island, and their lips are cracked and peeling, and that's the way we looked and felt, and it was horrible. And that was a big concern for her, was her lips. She had made the comment to me at one point that her lips had been not even this bad before, coming from Wisconsin, that cold and snow, which I couldn't even imagine, not wanting to live there. But
You're right.
she had lips not even this bad, and she used a prescription lip balm for 3 months before it cleared up. So I made the comment to her
Wow.
that you give me 1 hour. If I can find something to fix our lips, will you just give me that 1 hour? But she was already too far into it. She was ready to go at that point, and I don't blame her one bit.
Once you're gone, you're gone.
You're gone, exactly. And I hate to say it, but within an hour after she had left, I had something they didn't show was I found barrel cactus. Now there's two different kinds of barrel cactus. One's toxic and one's not. I found both, identified both, and I went to the one that is not toxic. I cut off the top, dug out the center, and rubbed it on my lips, and I had instant gratification. Within an hour, my lips were starting to soften up. Within 3 hours, the cracks were already starting to close up. And within 3 days, there was absolutely no cracking, peeling, scarring, nothing, just gone. So I think that
Well,
if
you know,
she could have experienced that, that would have probably given her that mental game to get turned around.
yes, I hated to see her go. I knew that
Me
she
too.
was leaving. I knew that you were leaving because it was 15 minutes into the show and we're only on like day number three. And I'm
Yeah.
just like, oh,
I
they're,
really
and
wish
I
they
knew
had
right
to,
away and I was sad.
I wish they had a way to edit around that so it wasn't so obvious right off the bat.
It was, and I was very disappointed with that editing. I do have a couple more bones to pick with you, so let's get into it, okay? I keep it
Let's
real
do it.
here.
Let's do it.
You're number one. Why didn't you gain some weight, skinny man? You
So
needed a little bit more weight.
this is also something that I've struggled with my whole life, and I hear about people complaining about being overweight all the time. If somebody calls them overweight, it's offensive. I'm scrawny. I've been that way my whole life, and it's really no different. I struggle with my weight just as much as somebody who struggles with losing weight. I cannot put it on. So
Really?
before my challenge, I was eating like there's no tomorrow, and I started losing weight. So I was 160 pounds roughly going into it, and before my challenge, I was about 160, and I started losing weight, and I thought this can't be good. So I went back to, I typically only eat about once a day if I'm lucky, and sometimes maybe once every 3 days. I'm just not an eater, and I've just always been that way. So I think once I stopped forcing food down my throat, I actually started lo or putting weight back on. That's just, my
Well, I
metabolism just rears that
apologize.
way. Oh,
Well, I apologize. I literally thought that you were this skinny because you were a caver, and because of caving, you need to be slim for the small cave spots. That's what I thought.
no, that's just a bonus.
Just built in naturally, like the jockeys, like you're just naturally built for caving.
Right.
All right. Well, that was bone number one. Bone number two I had to pick with you was the first cave you picked was a wind tunnel.
Yes, it was.
You should have chose a different tunnel. I mean, a different cave, I think, by day two, because it was just horrible.
Well, and, you know, I fixated on that cave right from the get. I saw it on the map. Yeah, there was you could see it on the map. And when I saw it with my own eyes, I thought this was perfect. And it would have been if there was rain, but we really didn't need to shelter ourselves right? from rain. So we actually would have been better off sleeping under the stars on a rock. But we picked this location. We had all of our resources all around us other than firewood, which was a bear all around. But the, we had our shade. The breeze was great during the day. At night, it became a nightmare. And we tried to build that up before moving our shelter. We've already put so much into this one. Let's see what we can do to change this one and make it work for us. And there's no doubt in my mind, if Amy was still there, her and I would have found that other location together. And it wasn't something that there was one obvious shelter when we arrived. Very simple. Mm-hmm. We can build this up. That place became my daytime shelter after Amy left. And my nighttime shelter was the one that you saw a little later on. I had to use both.
Right.
And in this canyon, in the old ways, that's the way the Aztecs used this area as well.
I thought that was smart. I honestly did. I was like, that makes a perfect daytime canyon. And then this night one, when it's smaller, I think you might have dug out a little bit, so it would have been more comfortable for you.
I dug out.
Did I see that? Like, it seems like... Yeah, you're a smart man. I think the canyon just beat you.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, before going into this challenge, anybody who's accepted to the challenge, part of the interviewing process is they ask you, what's your ideal location? And I told them my ideal location is the Appalachia. I don't want my ideal location. I've struggled with dehydration my entire life. I've had heat strokes. I've been through dehydration so many times on so many levels. I used to do asphalt work. This has always been a struggle.
That's hard.
That's the challenge I'm looking for, is how can I conquer this dehydration threat that I've had my whole life? So they put me in the absolute worst place they could put me, which was exactly what I asked for. And I'd go back to it again in a heartbeat.
Do you think you can beat it? Do you think it's beatable?
I do. No, I've never studied nutrition. I'm a forager. Mm-hmm. I do study whether a plant is edible or whether it's not medicinal. I do study the medicinal properties. I just don't study the nutritional value of anything. This is going to sound bad, but my philosophy is as long as it makes a turn. And
I like it.
That's not the case. We need to be looking more into what we're putting into that, not what we're taking out of it.
Well, what didn't they show on the show? I know you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
If you would have found what?
If I would have known more about my dietary intake and my dietary needs, I would have gone for the heart of palm a lot more often, which you didn't see on the edge.
Yes.
But we ate heart of palm on day two or day three while we were building that wall. We took a small palm tree completely down and we feasted on that heart of palm.
I knew it. I knew it because they did that on episode one, the heart of palm. And I was like, I know it's out there. Mm-hmm. Why aren't they looking for it? It's that darn editing. What else did they not show?
I ate every day. Amy and I both ate every day, all day, every day. There was never, I never felt hungry. I wanted certain things. I wanted a steak, but because I was feasting on cattails all day, every day, and every single flower that I walked past, I would eat it. And it, every flower in that desert is edible. Unfortunately, it's also a diuretic, so or something like that. It causes the water to just flow right through you. You don't retain any of it.
Did you hurt yourself when you fell?
When I fell, yes, I did. You can see it in my private parts dance. I've got a big gash or abrasion on my hip. That's actually why I made the duct tape mat, was to so that I could lay on my side without getting that it's horrible sand dug into that big abrasion. That wasn't bad.
I knew you hurt yourself. Abrasion on my... Damn it. So I lost Trey, but look who I found, everybody. I found Debbie.
Home from work. Made it in time a little bit.
Yes, you made it in time, but we lost Trey. Unfortunately, you know, I got to figure out what's going on with this. This really sucks. I hate it. When it rains, it pours. But Trey was giving me some inside information. We're going to wrap this up. Do you think Devil's Canyon is too hard to survive, Debbie?
Yes. Oh, man. It looked like a beast again. I mean, and I don't know everything that Trey said. I didn't see him, like, really eat. I know I seen the pickly pear. It was
Guess
so
what?
Hot.
He ate every day. They just didn't show it.
Ate every day? My,
yes,
what did
he
eat?
He ate every day.
Rocks?
Vegetables. What he said, whatever he saw, he put it in his mouth.
Oh my goodness.
And so, and harder palm.
Oh nice. Yep, there was a palm out there. So what was wrong with his stomach?
I think he just is a diuretic. Everything was just running through him. This is what I think. I think Devil's Canyon is doable. But I think you need a partner.
Right. Hey.
So
maybe
Lorraine tapped, Amy tapped. I think you have to be there together. I think you have to be more wise. I think that people go in there headstrong. I think Trey is great. He's a bad A. Right. He can do it. I think they should send him back out there. That's what I think.
Him and Chris, maybe?
No, we need a woman.
Oh. Him and Leanne.
You know, send them back out there. I think that I'm just being honest. I don't want to see two men go out there because then they'll say, well, a woman couldn't make it.
Good answer.
And that's, you know, so I want to see Trey back out there. Send Amy back out there again. Smarter, wiser. She has her notes. I think that it is doable. I think they should have given them a pot. Trey said that he made it without the pot because the water was drinkable. But I'm going to need you. I need to see your chin, baby.
My chin?
Yes, I can't. I'm only getting half your face.
Really?
There we go. Yeah, there we go. So I think it's doable. I think it's, they need to send Trey back out there again with Amy. They knew the water was drinkable. I think they need a pot. I think Discovery is being extra hard on people. I think they're editing too much. I'm just going to call it like I see it. I'm sorry, but Discovery, let's be a little bit more transparent. Let's be fair. And let's give Trey and Amy another try.
Yes, for sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hectic.
I really think they need another try.
Mm-hmm. I love
same location.
I love the tape. I love the
duct tape.
The tape. The... I'm sorry. I got nothing. I'm sorry. I had it.
You loved what? What is it that
her
loved?
Notes. That she wrote notes. I think she went out there, like, prepared, and it was just, like, the devil.
Yes. 100%, it was mental. I think she could have made it. It was a mental problem. Yeah. You know, that's what, not mental instability, but a mental issue. I think if she goes again, she could overcome that. It was her feet, I think. I think it was her feet. I think it was her, the dryness. We're used to the desert. She's from up north. We know how the desert can dry you out. It's a really hard thing going from humidity to complete dryness. For sure. But I have faith in her. I think they needed a better location. I think that if they would have stayed in the first camp during the day. And I didn't get to talk to Trey about this. They worked too hard. They need to meditate more. Yeah,
they did a lot.
And just not, just meditate more. Don't go out during the day. Rest.
Yeah. He's a,
too much work.
He's a caveman. You know, I think he had it in the bag. Caveman.
That's what we're going to call him.
Caveman. Give the caveman. The caveman who's a
bad A. Yeah. Yes. So give the caveman another chance. Give Goodwill Amy another chance. I want to see them again.
Me too.
They're badass. They're bad A's, and they did not even get to show it off. And I think they did even more than what they showed, and Discovery didn't show it.
Man, that drives me nuts.
Producer Paul, what's going on?
Where's Producer Paul at?
Where is Producer Paul? Producer Paul, give them a pot so they could have fried the snake like bacon.
Can we get an email?
You know, give them a real shot.
Can we get an email? Can we get a number?
Yeah, I need your personal number, Producer Paul.
We got ideas. We got good ideas.
Yeah, hire us on. We got some ideas working up in here. All right. Love y'all. We're going to get back on track. I feel so much better with my hand. For everybody that has been DMing me, I know I didn't get back to some of you. And to the people that I did DM back and I was a little woozy and I might have said some crazy things, it was the pills.
Thanks.
I'm off the painkillers. I'm in pain, but I'm back to myself. I'd rather be in pain and back to myself than on painkillers. Debbie, I love you. Thank you for talking me through my attack yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I called her after the attack like, I'm not going to make it. Talk to me. And she talked me through it.
She made it. Thanks for the love.
I made it.
Everybody, thanks for the love. And she's back with vengeance.
We're back. We are back. We're going to be back going strong. So stay tuned. Thanks for watching. Even though this was going to be all choppy and crazy, it's still worth watching because Trey gave some secrets. Debbie, you're going to have to watch.
I will. Okay.
All right. Love y'all. Peace.